And now this is a dictation. Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, White, February 2747, addresses a letter to Kurt, K-U-E-R-T, Boyd, B as in boy, O-Y-A-D, excuse me, Boyd is B-O-Y-D, PAC, 802-8446. Dear Mr. Boyd, follow up for Daniel, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, prior right-sided, partial right-sided nephrectomy, comes accompanied with wife, last visit August, significant lower extremity edema, high dose of diuretics was causing acute kidney injury, dose decreased, kidney function improved, attempts of adding metolazone caused significant symptoms of hypovolemia with lightheadedness and darkening of the eyesight on movement, denies vomiting, dysphagia, there is constipation or bleeding, there is some degree of nocturia, incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness or blood, he is not following a salt and fluid restriction diet, diabetes numbers are also variable, recently treated for a boil, back of the neck with antibiotics, it did open by itself, did not require debridement, was evaluated at urgent care at Claire, C-L-A-R-E, minor esophageal reflux, other review system done being negative. He follows cardiology Dr. Felten, F-E-L-T-E-N, in March. Recent chest X-ray, no pulmonary edema. Echocardiogram a year ago, for the most part, stable. There is normal albumin and no evidence of nephrotic syndrome. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the bisoprolol. The dose was decreased to 7.5 because of bradycardia. Tolerating Farxiga. Completed doxycycline for the boil. On losartan. Off the metolazone. On potassium and Demadex down to 60 milligrams. It was 160 recently. Next paragraph, present weight around 245. Within the last month, down to 236. Blood pressure at home, 110s, excuse me, from 90s to 110s over 60s. Next paragraph, lungs are clear, has atrial fibrillation, no pericardial wrap, rate is less than, rate is 95, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, 3 plus edema bilateral. Next paragraph, chemistries, February creatinine 1.5, better than recently 2.5, this is baseline. Present GFR 47, normal sodium potassium, elevated bicarbonate from diuretics, normal albumin, calcium phosphorus, anemia 10.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan acute and chronic renal failure in relation to overdose of diuresis. It was symptomatic of metolazone, Demadex decrease, kidney function back to baseline, no indication for dialysis, there is no nephrotic syndrome. Edema appears to me by the size of the patient. I cannot rule out venous insufficiency. He needs to start using compressing stockings. For comfort, he can choose the one with the Velcro or with the zipper and keep the legs elevated besides doing salt fluid restriction. It's my understanding by reviewing echo that heart appears to be also stable a year ago and there was no significant valve or right ventricular failure. You might consider checking for venous Doppler for venous insufficiency. Otherwise, we will try to minimize diuretics in the future. Plan to see him back on the next 6 months, end of dictation.